been waiting too long. So I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. Know we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, dropping black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, dropping black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, dropping black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, dropping black, bless it, la.
Yeah, the idea to combine the two.
This is why I'm happy.
I mean, hello. That's what they said.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to Brown Holy Water. If you just tuned in, it's your boy Handsome Lie. That was our new intro. That's how we'll start our show. You missed it. Catch it maybe tomorrow. See how we feeling. Team, introduce yourself. What's up?
Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy Black Success. Some of my smooth shit for today. You know what I mean? I'm going to drop that science. Sipping that Yave, though, you heard?
Romance is out early?
Today, I'm Dr. Science.
Oh, God.
Dropping science.
It's your favorite tomboy, Danny, a.k.a. Georgie, whatever you want to call me.
Yo, it's Bad Girl Tanya. I'm here.
Bad Girl Tanya's back from vacation. Everybody say happy birthday to Bad Girl Tanya. Her birthday just passed.
Happy birthday, Tanya.
Well, she came back with a little tan.
Kinda. I survived, motherfuckers.
She kinda got a little tan and shit, you know what I'm saying? And it's funny that she got a little tan. She got a little darker because today we don't be talking about complexions and shit. We don't talk about light skin versus dark skin. So the first question of that, you know, off top, let's give some like funny, ignorant stigmas about light-skinned people or dark-skinned people. Like
light-skinned people can't fight.
Light-skinned motherfuckers mad emotional for
that's
no
too
reason.
Light-skinned, why you ain't go with dark-skinned? Talk for yourself. Talk about yourself.
Oh, talk about my nuances.
Yeah, what do they say about dark-skinned people?
I don't know, we just dirty. They had this thing where we just dirty, man, all together.
Dirty.
You look dirty, you're just a dirty person.
Where the fuck that came from?
Listen, I'm from a different part of the world. That's one of the things that we will taste about. Yeah, just being dirty.
But I do often you hear a lot that, you know, women always say that men want a certain type of female. When they describe the female, she always happen to be light skin, red bone, thick thighs, light eyes, and I'm like, who told you this? It's mad brown skin and dark skin chicks with kids, motherfuckers going raw shooting that club.
Definitely.
Up. You gotta stop lying to yourself. You know what I mean? Maybe that's the girl that you feel like is inferior to you for your own insecurities, but people banging anything.
My mother's dark skin, my dad's light skin. So my mom's dark skin, just like me.
We got the same face.
They try to make it seem like light skinned dudes is so. Well, I don't even know why I even classify. I don't know if I'm light skinned or dark skinned.
You're like a.
I'm not dark skinned.
So you're like a caramel.
Definitely
almost.
A caramel.
You're not
king.
Light skinned.
That's
to
how
me.
I've been calling myself forever, the caramel king. Hello, uh-huh. I'm the best of both worlds. So I go get a tan, I be dark skinned. You know what I'm saying? Winter time, I'm high yellow like Danny. That's, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That's kind of the dopeness
okay.
of me.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't fit the mold of being soft.
Dudes like you was on, you guys are on the other side too, man.
What do you mean other side?
You guys are on the other side. You're on the light skin side.
No. Don't push me off on the light skin side. I had a conversation today and I was trying to figure it out. I'm like, it's like being mixed race or something. Like,
yeah. You like got the
Barack
Obama.
Well, they told me it's levels.
Dark skin don't want to claim me. Light skin, like, nigga, get out of here.
They told me it's yellows because
like,
people right be like, you're not light skin, you're high yellow. And I'm like,
somebody said, lots of pecan tan. Like, what the?
You see? Nobody.
Like, they give me.
You got. That's why I just call myself black. Y'all ain't even got guess what the fuck I am. Yeah. I know I'm dark skin. You know what I mean? And I'm
purple-ish.
All right with it.
I mean,
like,
yeah. No, summertime, I get even blacker. It should get crazy. And I'm okay with it. Yeah, I get black.
I know another one.
don't know.
Yeah. They say light skin people are like we emotional. Got attitudes. No, like we have like light skin girls have attitudes or whatever. They yeah, y'all don't text back. That's shit. Like we don't text back. That's not true.
That is a fact. That is true. That's not true. Statement. You text a light skin girl today, she gonna answer you like a little bit before Christmas.
But you know, that, I think like, hey, that society, like, hey.
Yeah, because
society for like really too. Thinking that light skin people, there's a light skin chicks with whack box.
Super.
There's a lot of light skin girls that are not pretty, that are not that lit. They fucking feet stink. They don't know how to cook. There's a lot of light skin people with a lot of cons and not enough pros. So I mean, people got to stop putting skin tone on a pedestal because it doesn't really define, you know, the quality of the person that you're gonna get. And some people do think so.
They do.
So they end up intertwining with someone based on that, and then they end up getting hurt, bro.
I got friends that I'm like, yo, like you, I'm like, yo, describe like how she looks. She pretty? Like she light skin.
That don't mean nothing.
Like, but
that's like saying in your mind, she know how to dress. Them, like the
then, higher up.
And then you open up a damn book and she can't read. DJ Khaled had a hard time saying circumstances on live TV.
I mean, last week. Spanish,
he couldn't say circumstances.
Something, right? No,
he's African.
Yeah.
Isn't he African? Yeah, he's African. I don't give a fuck. He speak proper English, but he couldn't say circumstances. So this is what I'm saying. Sometimes with light skinned people, the cons may be just too heavy for you. You know what I mean? You might get somebody that can't fucking read or something, can't pronounce words.
But that's across the board. Like, that could be light skin, dark skin. Yeah, caramel, but dark skin
people
are
usually smarter.
Not really. I beg to differ. We could tell. Like, dark skin people can't spell.
Martin Luther King was a dark skin man. I'm just throwing that out there. Martin Luther King was dark skin.
No, he wasn't. He was my complexion.
Oh.
Martin Luther King was dark skin. Muhammad Ali was dark skin.
Malcolm
X was dark skin.
Malcolm
X, look like me. I am Malcolm X. You seen the end of the movie?
No,
I love that movie, son.
Why do you think the battle of complexion still exists, like amongst the black race, real quick? Go.
Because colorism is real. I mean, we are living in a time where people accept it more, but colorism has been there since the time we don't want to talk about, you know. Back in the day, during slavery, they separated us based on our colors. You know, if you were dark, you know, you can stay in the field. And then if you were light-skinned, if you were mixed, you know, they put you in the house as a house slave, and you were treated a little different, you know. And then stuff like the brown paper bag rule was something that was real up until for a certain time. If you had to be lighter complexion wise in the actual brown paper bag to be accepted in certain places. So that shit was, and this is, I'm not talking about 100 years ago, I'm talking about shit that was 30, 40 years ago. It wasn't that far back, and we still have remnants of it in today's society. Colorism is real as fuck. I mean, a lot of us don't realize it, but it's out there.
But I get it, but it's only within our community. Because light skins, we could get bashed too. Like, I've been called a nigga before. Yeah. I went to a predominantly white school. So, I mean, as light as I am, I get that too.
You gotta remember, the colorism is within us.
I know, that's why I said.
So, it don't make sense because to the others, we're just black. We all look the fucking same. But it's crazy that, you know, some of us still have that in us. You know, up until the other day, you know, I asked a question, like, what are some of the things that your parents told you that were anti-dark skin? And some guys, like, my mother told me never to bring home a dark skin girl. You know, don't have kids with a dark skin girl. You know, don't have kids with a certain hair type. You know, some parents actually tell their kids certain things. And that's why it's lasted through the generations. You know, where I'm from especially, oh my fucking God.
That's why I like the fact that I do what I want to do.
Colorism is real as fuck, son. It took me a long time to accept my skin tone.
There's so many, like, Guyanese types, though. Like.
Yeah, the Indian.
Yeah, and that's the
thing. That's my cousins.
You know, then the country still has a lot of racism itself, and it's even within the races, you know, you still have the racism with that, and you got your skin tone. You know, for certain jobs, light skin girls are hired first, or they would tell you, no, you're too dark skin for this job. You know, it happened. Happened to me. You know,
Not anymore, though.
Yeah, it still happens.
It still happens.
It still happens. I don't know about that.
You don't live there, bro.
It still happens.
It still happens.
Oh, over there.
Nah, in general. Not over, like, you think about, like, not even when over they here, think about bro, when people do, like, music videos and stuff. You always look for the light skinned girls. They don't be having a
now it ain't even a light skinned girl.
Look at the strip club.
Right now, in 2018, things are open, bro. It's so different. And I think you got to be closed-minded to really think that, to really think that some of those old stigmas and old ways are still valid.
Black. Look at me.
Listen, hold on one second. So what I'm saying is this, like, a lot of people is not on that time.
Facts.
But there's a lot of people so, like, it's as if you're a gang member. And that's all you know is gang shit. So that's all you're going to see. You ain't going to see the fucking dude going to work every day that came from the same building. He work on fucking Wall Street. He's waiting on the house to close out so he can move the fuck out. You ain't going to see the dude that was a freaking bully that turned into a firefighter. Now he chilling, giving back to him. You're not going to see that because you're just on gang time all day, mm-hmm. every day. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is a lot of people limit their fucking vision because they're so stuck on, oh, back in the day, Listen, Duke.
I agree.
That shit don't matter. Where I'm at, where I work, if you're qualified, you're hired. Because right now, business is not taking chances. Beauty can't get you a job. People will be living rent-free. You know how much cool people I know? Bad-looking people I know? I know mad dudes that got abs and motherfuckers working hard. Because beauty don't mean nothing. That shit, that's back in the day. Back in the 1980s, yes, you could get hired off of just your looks. No education. 2018, impossible. Impossible. Even in the club. You still gotta be qualified. Bottle girls and strippers get fired every fucking day in front of my eyes.
That's fine, but I was also
get hired for your beauty.
You get hired for your body. And that's something you have to put out there at the end of the day. The club is not telling you to go do X, Y, and Z to your body. This is what you're gonna go do because this is something you're inspiring to go do. You wanna carry the bottles. You wanna strip. You wanna do that. That's what you went to go do. You invested in it. So that's the field that you're going in. You can't blame the club. No, it's supply and demand.
Okay.
You guys are all walking around with the fucking body. They're supplying the fucking club that you can utilize it in.
Okay, but I was recruited for like 3 different strip clubs one time. Not really strip clubs, but like bars one time. And I was told by the manager, like, we're not hiring you. You're dark skinned. The customers won't go for you.
But that's the
type. It had nothing to do with if I could actually mix. It had nothing to do with my customer service. It had nothing to do with my work ethic. It was like, listen, I'm going to tell you the truth. Off the books, you're dark skin. I was told that in 2016.
Where were these places?
I'm not going to say that.
Uh-huh. How many jobs do you have right now?
It has nothing about how jobs. But you said it doesn't happen. But
how many jobs do you have right now?
It doesn't matter, Black. I'm saying it happened. This happened to me. Yeah, I moved happened. On, but I'm telling you, but there are people who really had a black person. It was 3, Black. I told you 3.
It's not saying like you trying, like if you live in a box, like, oh, they're not going to hire me because I'm dark skin. Like, nobody's living like that anymore. There's still people who feel like that, even when you look towards racism in the whole, but it's still racism in the world. Just because you're not around it, you know what I'm saying?
Listen,
just
because you see it, it's still racism. And listen, what I'm saying, in 2018, you breaking all that shit. Somebody just filed a lawsuit. They're about to get $100 million because Walmart basically locked away all the black supplies. Like, all the shit that black people buy, you have to go get an employee. They have to open it up, bring it to the register. You have to pay for it there and then get the product. And everything mm-hmm. else was out in the open. Discrimination. Mm-hmm. They're going to file a lawsuit. So what I'm saying is, motherfucker, I dare you not hire me. I'm qualified. I got 2 degrees, mad experience. I dare you not. My lawyer coming. My lawyer is coming. If you punch me in the face, my lawyer is coming. So I don't understand. It is in your favor if somebody was to discriminate you right now.
I also think that when it comes to these things, it's all about your mentality and how you think and how strong you are. And I'm not saying that you're not strong.
I don't care what he said, but I'm saying I was told this.
I know, but what I'm saying
is... And I was like,
is,
okay, whatever.
But I'm saying is... I do agree with Black on a sense of when you are looking for these things or when this is in your view and this is all you see, you're not going to be able to see the other opportunities that you can get because you're so busy focused on the fact that this person didn't hire you because of this or this person didn't hire you because of that. So now you look at everything in the same exact way. I mean, me personally, I don't look at things like that. And I don't think it has anything to do with me being light-skinned. I'm Black at the end of the day. Whether I'm light-skinned or I'm dark-skinned, I don't think that I'm getting away with anything when I'm going to apply for a job. I don't think that I'm getting away with anything, not because I'm light-skinned. I don't give a fuck whether I'm light-skinned or not. I'm Black. Anybody ask me, I'm Black.
Still
all I'm saying is, it happens. Like, we're not going to sit here and say it doesn't happen.
It does.
And I was just relating my direct experience. It wasn't my dream to work with a wonder. They came to me. Mm-hmm. But then when it's time for me to go to the manager, the manager's like, nah, sis, you Black. You know? Mm-hmm.
And for the future, record it and lawyer the fuck up.
You know, I let it go. Like, it was like, for me, it's like, y'all came to me. I remember one time, you know, a guy hit me up. He's like, y'all need to work whatever day. Like, no, I'm not available. You know, what was his first response? This is why I can't have y'all dark skin girls. Like, I'm mad attitude. That was his first response. And I said, no, I can't make it. He didn't ask me, okay, why? I had other obligations that day, but he went off on my skin tone. If I had light skin girls, she ready to go there first. As soon as I had y'all dark skin girls, is what happened. The shit is there. Like, it's writing
in. There's there are people with that mindset. But there's a lot of people that's not thinking like that.
I have a question.
And there's a lot of females with that mindset, too. I feel like when it comes to colorism, you'll get more of that energy coming from another woman than you would a man. Because dudes do not give a fuck. True. I dated girls blacker than me, and I had a few light and brights. To be honest, my flavor was the darker one. You know what I mean? But it just happened to happen the way it happened to happen. You know what I mean? But you'll get more of that energy coming from another woman, because women are the ones. Like, men don't give a fuck. That's you true. Tell a dude he's dark, he looking at you like, what you talking about? And I got this thing under here. You talking about? You understand? Because that's what we out here bitching. Y'all trying to sell y'all face and y'all whatever. That's you'll get that energy from another woman. I think women have to do a better job in appreciating all women in all skin tones and really bringing down the actual temperature as far as what's superior to what when it comes to skin tone.
I agree.
Black success is my name.
Everybody thinks it's a competition. It's not a competition.
It's not. Like, it's not. You're not single because of your skin tone. It's not. Sometimes it's you. It could be you. Your feet probably snick. You probably wear Timberland boots, construction Tims. You throwing them off in the crib and go right to the couch with your little belly sticking out trying to talk about, bring the popcorn. I want to watch Love Hit Hot. You know what I mean? Like, motherfuckers don't want to deal with that. So it might not be that. You know what I mean? You got to understand.
Tanya.
What's up?
Do you think black people could be racist?
Yes.
Think so? You?
Yep. I think we're the worst.
We're?
I'm talking about as opposed to our own kind. Like, even we're like even discriminatory against ourselves. So I feel like it's always, I hate talking about race, but when it comes to us, we tend to look at everybody else and it's like we could say whatever we want to say to them. And we could call them crackers. We could call them this. We could call them that. But when they say, the minute they say something to us, it's like, oh, well, but y'all owe us because we went through slavery and we did this and we did that. And I feel like that's just, you're doing the same exact thing that you're upset at. To me, that's stupid. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's really stupid. I feel like nobody in this world, nobody owes you anything. I don't care what happened. Nobody owes you anything. And I think that's the problem.
I still want my 40 acres and a mule. I don't go.
I mean, I wouldn't say that. Damn, motherfuckers do owe.
He's old.
Let's not.
I seen a picture of my
let's
grandfather.
Let's not say that. Motherfuckers definitely owe. And yeah, motherfuckers owe me. I don't know anybody. Motherfuckers owe Jerry. I'm that's from Allen and Hispaniola. Yeah, we from Haiti. But I would say that, you know, I don't think black people, the ones that are racist are not racist purposely. It's like programmed in them to be racist because it's their defense mechanism, because you're already coming at them with that. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's all they see.
Racist against your own race or racist against the opposite race?
Well, racist against your own race and the opposite race. Anything going against what your beliefs are. Mm-hmm. Because now you're programmed to say, nah, you know what? I'm on my shit. I'm black. I'm proud. Everything black, pro-black. And
then you know, you black doing your motherfucking black dance.
And, right, because
and they're just like, no, I'm not black, so no, what are
and
you?
I don't think this that they hate black people. I think it's because they feel like you're not fighting their fight. They feel like you're going about it a whole nother way. Oh, don't be cool with him. Don't be how you doing business with them motherfuckers. That's the devil. Them motherfuckers against us. Anybody not against us?
That's
we do
fact.
Have some people that we got beef with. And when we see them, we can holler. Trump hit my line. I mean,
exactly.
But we got a lot of people that's not on that time. Mm-hmm. There's a lot
they
of people trying to help. So we got to stop identifying people as an entirety and individualize some of the things that we do have a problem with. Because it is people that give it. It's a lot of us getting nice. It's a lot of us working nice paying jobs, got homes, nice cars. Because we work with people that don't look like us. Or those are the people that was hiring. Or those was the company looking for our talents. So So we can't say everyone hate.
But then when you do get that job and you do have those things, and that person who may not be the same color as you gives you that job, and you're laughing and you're joking with them, you're a coon, or you're this, or you're that.
You sell
like
out.
You a sellout.
Listen,
like,
listen, don't be too prideful to be homeless. At the end of the day, you work. Somebody's hiring you for your talents. You're not doing it for free.
I don't think black people could be racist, because I think also it's like we're programmed to be accepted. We want to be accepted by the white people. No, we didn't say that.
I just said the program thing, but you just stole my answer. That.
You saw I did it better than
that. That was good. I like the little accepted part.
No, that's true. But we want to be accepted by like white culture, white people. Just like how you, all right, now I'm still one of your answers. Like you said, you want to get a good job. Mm-hmm. Like, it'll be from another race or something, possibly. Then you want to move out your neighborhood and live around, you know what I'm saying, white people around other races. You feel safe and stuff. Like, you're just trying to get more acceptance or something, I think, about being around white people or something. That's why I don't feel like black people can just automatically just be.
Well, you could be racist because it's other races. But, I would say that, you know, black people, you can't. Y'all got to stop confusing other black people, because One minute it's like you gotta be all the way black, everything black, nothing else. Bruh, the world don't function like that. We don't
the
own
US
enough
don't
shit.
Function like that.
We don't own enough shit to be all black. You know, all black everything. You understand? We don't own enough shit. We don't got enough moving to be all black everything. But you can't question other people. Like right now in 2018, your black card could disappear very easily. We took Chrisette Michelle black card long time ago. We took OJ black card, you know what I mean? Jay-Z took it right back and then took it back again, you know what I mean, with the little 444 shit. We took Tiger Woods black card, you know what I mean? Like, so it's like anything you do, motherfucker, take your black card.
Tiger didn't want it.
Tiger kind of...
He said, I ain't black.
He want it now?
Nah,
he never said
now.
He wasn't black.
Yes, he did.
He ain't never say that.
When he asked
Tiger Woods?
Tiger Woods said, I ain't
Tiger
black.
Woods?
He said he ain't black?
He ain't want to fuck with us.
What?
Yeah, that's why we traded him for Justin Timberlake.
Oh shit! Yeah, but Justin Timberlake is doing the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he came.
He
making a comeback.
Yeah,
he'll
he
pull
done.
A titty
you
out
can't.
Again.
You can't fuck with Justin
he'll
right
pull
now.
Pull a titty out again. He gonna do some black.
Nah,
shit.
we gotta protest that whole NSYNC wave, son. No more live tours. No more none of that. But yeah. Like that's what I'm saying. It's too much rules on fucking how to be black and what you gotta do to
and
be black.
And that's why I don't follow rules.
Just do you,
what,
fam.
You gotta do what
as
you
long as you
do.
Ain't doing sucker shit, and as long as you ain't putting down your own people, do you. But if you're gonna turn down a job, you're gonna turn down feeding your family, providing for your kids, because you want to be too woke or state.
Yeah, some motherfuckers need to go the fuck back to sleep.
You're
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't like
some of y'all gotta go back to fucking sleep. So. Like today, I'm happy about Valentine's Day. I got a whole fucking speech and motherfuckers about. I'm like,
yeah,
what
ain't
the
no Valentine's
fuck,
Day,
son?
Though. That's a dumb.
I just want some roses and candy. Like, let me be great. But I got a whole speech links, like, well, 6 comments paragraphing about Valentine's Day. I'm like, nigga, I don't care. I just want my roses. That's all.
You get your roses today. Yo, Nico, go buy some roses. Stop playing, man.
Yeah.
Fuck like, Valentine's
you just got
me
roses
and
Henny and everything for your birthday.
I got roses, cake,
we're
going to
have a Valentine's
got...
Day episode again, man. That,
listen,
a,
man.
That shit is a dub. We know that.
Also, you got to think of it like you can't.
What?
I don't want to really jump out the window.
Jump,
don't
nigga.
Jump.
Don't
fuck
jump.
It, let me out.
Jump.
Like, you can't want to be too woke. It's like the people that want to be extra woke, the first thing they want to do, move out the hood. Why are you moving away from the same black people that you praising?
Yeah.
Second thing you want to do, you want to get yourself some red bottoms, some bloody shoes. Like Cardi B said, Louis Vuitton is not a black last name. I can tell you that right now. You know what I mean? They definitely do. Don't get it twisted.
Anyway,
people are into
and shit,
don't believe the hype, dog. They be
Shell
in the house
earrings.
With Louis Vuitton bags. They
Tanya,
be like,
show them your feet.
I don't wear no little shit. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. My thing is you can't be too woke. Like, come on, son. Like, at
you can
day,
be if you live by it. That's what you are. That's how you believe. And like you said, you all in for the community and all that stuff. Then
how?
What you mean,
money, God? money is not black.
You can still, you can't. It's some black
money. How could you get paid in black money? Just tell me that. Answer that for me. You're not going to the bank and buying ounces of fucking gold. So what are you doing?
Cryptocurrency.
Chase Bank, JP Morgan, they print out the fucking dollar, and they the ones that put the whole Caribbean island in motherfucking debt with the fucking monetary trust fund. So what the fuck you gonna do? Like, if you're going to go back, you got to really go back and really know your history. I just feel like people, like,
they,
you know,
pick
what I mean?
And choose.
Stop Googling shit facts. And think you know,
like,
your
people, I feel like people pick and choose what they want to do. On one end, they want to support everything black, and they want to do this, and they want to do that. And then when it doesn't convenience them, or it doesn't, like, do anything for them, then they switch. Mm-hmm. Like, there's never, nobody is ever, well, I can't say nobody, but a lot of people who are fake woke, they're not 100% pro-black, or they're not 100% in their community. Like, they're not doing the shit that they preach about.
First of all, we can't even be 100% pro-black because of the large, if you really want to say we're pro-black, the largest companies that we do almost everything with every day and we buy from every day are owned by people you say you shouldn't be supporting. It's mm-hmm. hard not to be pro-black. Mm-hmm. And what, for me personally, I look at it like this. I'm like, at the end of the day, they're going to get my money. How the society set up, how the company set up, they're going to get my money. What I can control is how much I give them. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to give you $5,000 for a shoe, but I'm you hold this 40 for some groceries. Mm-hmm. Hold that 100 for that picture frame. But I got somebody got a black business. You hold that 200, you hold that 300. I'd rather push more of my money there. I can't control giving you all my money, but I'll control you how much I'll give you. And that's one of the reasons I don't buy certain things. I can't afford it, but I'm like, listen, the less money I can give you, the better I feel. Mm-hmm. That's how I look at it.
And I just want to say to all, I just want everyone to know, like, we're not saying not to support black businesses and black people.
Because Brown Holy Water is a black business. Please facts. Support.
But I will say that if you want to be woke and you want to support your own people, let's step up our customer service. Facts. You know what I mean? There's a reason why Apple could charge you $1,000 for a fucking phone that's facts. Only going to work facts. For 18 months and then give you a new one for another facts. $600. It's because their customer service is elite. 24-hour, no attitude, no bitching, no facts. Nothing. Let's step up our fucking customer service. Let's always be on time. Mm-hmm. Let's put out the best quality. Let's not try to overprice our shit. Like, let's be, if you want to be a part of the competition, yeah. let's really be out there and really beat it. And I'm not going to lie, we did a couple business, a couple brunches, and we hired a couple different black vendors. And, you know, it wasn't the best experience ever. Now, that's it was true. Other people that we hired that looked like us did a great job. Mm-hmm. But it was one or two that just dropped the ball. And they only dropped the ball because they felt like they looked like us. They could take the opportunity to.
Yep.
So if we are going to take over the actual market and are going to support our own people and replace these big companies with our little companies mm-hmm. and our little off brands, then we got to make sure our customer service, our timing, and our product is at the best quality possible. And that's some serious shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And what I want to say, piggybacking off of that, is being a black business owner myself, you know, the support we also need, just like we talk about supply and demand. Like, I can have all the product in the world, but if you don't up the demand on it, how am I going to improve? How am I going to develop? How am I going to research? How am I going to know what works and doesn't work? Even if I drop the ball, it's not your job to drag me all over social media and decide you're not going to support any black business ever again. Mm. People who do that.
Facts.
You know, it's not, if this person dropped the ball, okay, fine. Wish you best of luck. Go to another black business. Don't just turn away completely. And people do that. You know, I've had experiences that weren't so great with a black business. I talked to them privately and I moved on. I gave my dollar to another black business. And that's how you keep the money in community. It's not looking for a reason to justify to not give me money. Get
to stop looking for a discount just because we black, oh, homie. Just because we look like each other, that shit don't mean nothing, dog. When you go to your motherfucking weed man, you don't get no discount, dog. Unless you buying plates, you ain't getting. Well, what the fuck would I know about that? When you go to Louis Vuitton and Gucci, when you go to Louis Vuitton and Gucci and shit, there's no discount. Louis Vuitton never
and they don't
go
fucking
on sale.
Ask for it.
It never fucking go on sale. So you gotta come with that same energy when you come in to support one of your own people, but. As a motherfucker selling, you also got to think, I don't want to overcharge. Just because a Louis Vuitton jacket is $5,000 doesn't mean your jacket has to be $5,000, bro. Especially when you don't got no fucking factory and you buying somebody else material and putting your tags on it. Get the fuck out of here.
That's facts.
So we got to do each other right.
That's
I am
facts.
Black success. Y'all already know what it is.
I am black success. Just wrap it up. All right, y'all. Come on, snap it up for that woke session.
I mean, it's what I do. Snap it up, y'all. Every Sunday.
That was a good little
woke
session right there. You know, we don't get to, let's get to a little lighter, conversation. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about preferences. We all got them. Let's shoot. I want to hear everybody's preference right now. Physical preference, like looking at the opposite sex. So.
I like shoulders and muscle. Sorry. I was way too happy about that. I'm sorry.
That's it?
Give me a fresh pair of fucking shoulders. You can have a stomach. I don't care what it is. But once I got some of these, I'm good. Put on a fucking muscle shirt. That's it. That's it. Anybody asks.
You don't care
what
his face look like.
I don't care about face. Just give me shoulders. I just love a man with a good set of shoulders.
Dudes with shoulders be getting the shit slapped out of them. Slap the shit out of a shoulder man. Shoulders. What about Danny? Danny so single and not submissive. What about Danny? What's her preference?
And it actually works.
Take
for
your
me.
Time. Does
actually,
it? Does
yeah,
it?
It does.
Does it? We can see.
You can't see shit. That's your problem.
What's your physical preference? Man, woman, have you? I don't know.
That's so quiet. First of all, I don't
everybody
care.
Gave
I like smiles. Either. I like hairlines. When you get a fresh shape up or a nice fresh cut.
So black people have no chance from the jump. Like, that's what you're saying? That's what
you're
trying
I'm
to say?
I'm telling you what I like. I'm not saying that it has to happen that way.
Oh, okay. So, no, so you need black. A hairline. A hairline is mandatory.
A hairline is not mandatory, but it's something that I do take into consideration.
So basically you want them to go to the same barber as you.
They can go to the same barber as me. I mean, if my hairline is better than yours, that's a problem.
Gotcha.
Definitely a problem.
I mean, you shouldn't have one, but that's a problem. Hello.
I mean, even with a ponytail, you have a hairline.
Happy Sunday.
Okay. All right, Black.
I'm spicy. All right,
so just...
You're short.
So it's just...
What happened?
So it's just hairlines? You said hairline and not,
no,
a nice
smile.
So that's what attracts you? Like, you see somebody, you just
walks.
Like...
Walks.
A walk?
Like the gait, like how they
walk.
Like bow-legged nigga? Like
just
80s?
How they walk. Just
like the air and the ambiance. I feel
yeah, like how they walk. Like sometimes
just
like
alien shit, she said.
I like weird shit.
When you walk.
how somebody walk, how somebody stand, like that can turn a girl on. I'm just saying this. I like little.
What about
little
if they wear like too much burgundy? Then
if so, they wear too much burgundy and they're cute, it's all right.
Gotcha.
Black. As long as you're cute.
How about
I'm
you?
Cute.
Opposite sex. What draws you, like, physically?
You know, physically. Not too much. You know, I really don't have any. Just like teeth. Teeth and smells. You know, odors matters. You know what I mean? So just teeth. Teeth.
But that's
smells.
Not a physical appearance.
Teeth is. Teeth
no,
is
an odor physical. Isn't.
Correct. But teeth is, right?
Yeah.
Correct. So teeth. Punch you on your face, motherfucker. I'll suck your teeth out. Your teeth is good, man. You know what I mean? I'm good with that, man.
I don't know. I like... I'm kind of like Danny. I like weird shit, like eye shape on a female. Yeah.
What you mean, eye shape?
I don't know, like...
He told us about this before.
Yeah. I like... I don't know. It's like a funny type of shape of a female eye. It really, like, attracts me.
So you like it straight across, slant down, or slant up.
It could be weird.
You like shiny eyes. You like full
eyes. You know
eyes.
When you see it?
Yeah.
Like, you know when you see it. Eyes. Like, but she's you know, squint, you can't see no eyes. She got like...
That's kind of cute, too, son, you know?
Like, when they laugh, their eyes
tired,
disappear.
You can't see their eyes.
And you can't see
their... Tired.
I know what you're talking about.
I like weird, corny shit like that. Teeth also, and fingernails. I'm big on, like, I like looking at women's fingernails and just see, like, how
are
she
you looks. One of those anti, like, acrylic?
Nah, I don't care about okay. it. As long as they look good and they look done. I don't like when they look like she digging her ass all day. Like,
I'm funny
butt
with
fingers,
fingernails, too.
Like, the mildew and shit. So I even say fingernails.
Because... I'm weird. It's weird. Like, if you have a certain shape, it's not really like, if it's like a certain shape, it might gross me out. it's just weird.
I don't have like a, well, I'm kind of like, I ain't gonna say bi, but I'm not really attracted to like big girls. So
that's fine. Just know that's fine. That's
yeah.
okay. It's okay that you're not attracted.
He was trying to figure
big
out.
Girls
you
know,
finesse it. Don't
big
finesse
girls
it.
Are beautiful people.
Yeah,
it's okay that you're not attracted.
Big girls are beautiful people. And,
I love
and you shouldn't.
Love nice friends.
You shouldn't eliminate too much options. And I feel like that's what a lot of people do sometimes.
No.
For real.
Nah. Because this is perfectly dope that I said that because I want to know, like, could could one's preference be offensive to somebody?
Of course.
Oh my God. Yesterday we just seen that shit.
It is offensive.
Listen. Yesterday, wait.
Just
focus,
I'm saying.
Focus, motherfucker.
This is your preference.
Then listen.
Could your preference yesterday, be offensive? Like I just said,
it could be.
That's not a smart question, Salah.
Somebody really. No, that's a great question because
people could relate.
Yes.
Yesterday, this guy said nothing offensive. All he said was, hey, listen. I don't want to deal with anyone that have kids. That stepdad shit is dead for 2018. That's all he said. He didn't say nothing
wrong.
Oh,
that's my man.
Yeah. Listen to me. He didn't say anything wrong. I totally understood it. I got it.
He ain't got no kids.
That is his right to feel like that. The baby mamas from everywhere. I feel like
I feel like a text blast went out.
You hear me? Motherfuckers woke up because it was early in the morning. Motherfuckers woke up out of sleep, motherfucker, with the baby in their hand, breastfeeding. You had motherfuckers with breastfeeding a baby, texting their life away. Oh, this is what make you a little man. You a little boy with little thoughts.
You're a real man.
You must be under 6 feet.
You got a real man. You can't no job.
You can't take care of no woman into somebody else's baby.
You don't like your mother.
They were shooting. They shot. And I'm like, yo, the man only said he don't want to deal with a chick that had kids. There's nothing wrong with that. Because females do it all the time and then complain about why they're single, right? It's like getting a car. When you get a car, they ask you to highlight, click all the shit that you want,
why
right?
Why are you always worried about single people, though? Because, and you in a relationship.
This is a great example. So listen, it's like a car. Yeah, let me help you out with the car. So when you start to click all the shit that you like, right? The options start to go down. It start to get small, right? So you like, I want GPS. Okay.
Heated seats.
Leather seats. All right, no problem. 20-inch rims. Okay. But the options start to get smaller. You understand? And then they like, why am I single? Where's all the good men? You eliminated him.
Facts.
You want somebody. You talking about motherfucker gotta be 6'3".
Yeah.
Why? Why gotta be 6'3"? Why gotta be 6'3"? Oh, he gotta drive a Ferrari. Why? He got the brand new Jaguar. What a Ferrari gotta do with him? Oh, he gotta make at least $100,000. Bitch, he make 80. Round up, motherfucker. Round up. So it's a lot of different things that they end up clicking that end up being why they're lonely.
Facts.
Why they end up being the ebony, the diamond, trying to sleep with Lance when she go to work. You understand?
Facts.
So it's a lot of different reasons. All he did was mention his preference, and women went crazy. These same women is the same women preaching every day.
But facts.
You got to be the 7 feet.
Should preference be
no, the offensive? Preference will always be offensive because people have a way of internalizing and feeling insulted to something that has nothing to do with them.
Kind of like listen, what I said yesterday.
Listen, if somebody
like
said that's my preference,
basically, it's like that. I'm sorry to cut you off, but that's what it's saying.
People take offense because they don't fall into the category. It's like when a guy says, I love dark-skinned females. I don't feel no type of way. A guy says, I like light-skinned females. I personally don't feel the type of way, but all the dark-skins, why you don't like dark-skinned girls? First of all, it's okay that he likes that. Let him have his reason. That is okay. Find somebody who likes what the fuck you have to provide.
And you should only be mad if you're looking for him.
That's the
if you're not looking for him, the fuck you mad about? That's why I was like, yo, ladies, if y'all not trying to fuck this dude, what are you mad about his preference for? Y'all tell me every day y'all want somebody 6'5". You shouldn't be mad that I'm in the foreign things now. You understand? Like,
you're in the foreign car.
I'm not tall enough for y'all, obviously.
It's like
people
try to, it's like deflecting from the fact that, well, I'm not being chosen because this nigga like a certain type of female. Okay, find a nigga that likes what
it's
the fuck you like.
It's called insecurity.
And I'm
thank
not saying
you, Danny,
that they are.
Oh,
I'm
they
not
drag
saying,
your
yeah.
ass.
And
that,
they didn't even drag me. No, it is.
They sent me
it's
drag
an insecurity
you.
Within yourself. I'm
yes.
not saying that you are insecure as a whole, but they're triggering something. There's something that you feel a way about. And every time somebody says something that
speaks
like,
to it.
Speaks to it. It hits a soft spot, and
facts.
Then it's a problem. So now you got to go out your way to defend yourself, when in all actuality, you don't need to defend yourself.
And it has
clearly,
nothing.
That's not a person. And yeah,
it has nothing to do with
you. Nothing.
It's nothing to
fucking
do
with you.
But what if this dude got to do with you? Like, say it like I was trying to holler at you, and then you're like, oh, you too light-skinned for me. I'm like, damn.
But that don't got nothing to do with you. That's
now
that don't
tight,
have nothing.
Though,
that don't
she
have anything.
You ugly, you're like, I'm just too
but
light
that has nothing
tight.
To do with you. That has something to do with her and how she feels. So it's never the victim.
It's the person who has something to say or who feels a way. And that shouldn't, somebody's opinions or somebody's beliefs shouldn't affect you. If you're confident in your beliefs and if you're confident in how you feel, it doesn't fucking matter what that person say. Oh, you don't like light-skinned chicks? That is absolutely fine because I'm sure somebody out there likes a light-skinned girl. It doesn't matter. That just tells me that you're not the person that needs to be in my energy.
Facts.
That's it. Mm.
And people always go into defense mode. It's like, stop trying to be picked all the fucking time. Exactly. No one ever gets picked 100% of the
and
fucking
time. And it
doesn't
even matter.
You get picked on your purpose and your compatibility, not necessarily 100% of your physical features. You know, if you list my physical features, you list Danny's physical features, they're going to have differences. But if somebody picks Danny because of her difference, I shouldn't be mad. I don't have that.
Is it still preference when you, like, not mess with somebody because of, like, race or complexion?
Preference.
It's still preference? Mm-hmm.
It is a preference rooted in something else.
Deeper.
It's rooted in something, but it surfaces as a preference.
Mm-hmm. Or it could just be a preference. Sometimes
they
not
might
that
like
deep.
The features on
and sometimes it isn't that deep.
People gotta stop thinking everything is deep. Some motherfuckers just like, yo,
they
I'll
like
be
what
honest,
they like.
Once upon a time, I had some Russian pussy. It was amazing. Why would I not? That had nothing to do with you. You know what I mean? I played with Zangief and Street Fighter, USSR. I just want to go there. You know what I mean? Some of y'all ain't understand. When Nicki Minaj said, you can't even spell Prague, that's up there, motherfucker. Facts. So at the end of the day, it's like, a motherfucker just like what he like. That don't, it's not a deeper issue. You see, the thing that's wrong with most people is that they don't understand Jesus left a lot of gifts on earth.
Facts.
But the different thing about, you see, Christmas, we like to wrap it, and you got to figure out what it is. He left everything unwrapped. So the funny joke is, like, they're describing what they want. Like, you want to say, oh, give me. No, these gifts are unwrapped. You don't know who's your blessing. Mm-hmm. You don't know who's your blessing. Mm-hmm. So you could keep eliminating all the options that you want, but you don't know who's your blessing.
Over them
so
DMs,
at the end of
girl.
Day,
but you know your preference. I'm not in there.
Your preference could be your rise or your downfall.
But this is the thing. Regardless, you know what your preference is. But if something is meant to be, there'll be something in that person that's going to make you look at things a whole different way, no matter what your preference is.
Facts.
So it's not even that you're limiting yourself, because whatever is for you is going to find you, regardless.
Facts.
So you're not
maybe,
actually
maybe
limiting
not.
Yourself. You just
maybe,
know.
Maybe not.
You just know what you're
maybe,
looking
maybe
for.
Not.
Maybe,
right.
maybe
maybe
not.
No, I believe that whatever
maybe,
you're looking for,
not.
You'll get it regardless.
Like
if you want it bad enough, that could be anything. If you want it bad enough, you could get it.
The truth is, love is open.
Love
is
open. But this, nobody's saying that
love
you don't, just because you have a preference doesn't mean that love is not open. You could be in a friend zone. You could be, like, it doesn't matter.
You can't eliminate nothing.
Listen to what I'm saying. Listen.
You can't eliminate nothing. Unclick.
You
got to
unclick.
So you tell the whole doing. Love. And this is what I mean about something finding you. And it doesn't matter what your preference is. Whatever is for you will be for you. So you cannot like light-skinned girls. You cannot like dark-skinned girls. But then you come across somebody and they're dark-skinned and your preference is light-skinned.
But then they got to battle. Then they got
to
battle
have,
for your attention.
They don't have to battle
job.
When it's there.
Love is open.
Nope. No, they don't have to battle
love
when it's there. Why you not?
Open up.
Why you
yelling? Go to your DM right now. Open up.
Over the DMs.
Open up. He been trying to holler all fucking year. Open up 2018. Open up.
But who said that you didn't open up?
Open
it
up.
It might not just be there.
Give him a chance. He wanted to meet.
It might not just
he
be there,
meet. He wanted to meet. Meet up. Meet up in person. Go listen. Grab a drink.
Okay.
Go get some coffee. Get
Facts.
Some tea. Meet up in person. Stop judging people off of just being online. That's just fine. Some of y'all don't know that I'm this funny in real life. Y'all have to watch this fucking show. Y'all like, oh my God, who the fuck is Kevin Hawk? Be the black success. No, no, bitch. I'm Dr. Science today. You know what I mean? Like, I'm giving you knowledge. Love is open. Be open. I was just out there. I was just out there and found mine. I was open.
So you don't have no preferences?
You
don't have no preferences. Nah. So you could see a sloppy fat chick. You know,
girl, I'm just saying, a sloppy, heavy-set chick.
You can see a sloppy, skinny girl. It don't even matter. I'm skinny.
First
you
of all,
see a
no,
sloppy, skinny girl.
First
hold on.
Let's address a sloppy, fat chick. Let me tell you something about love and about people. Uh-oh. I'm Uh-oh. Not judging nobody on their appearance. You know what I mean? Love is
Which
about
them?
Treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end mm-hmm. of the day, when you really love somebody, that person, let's say everybody idolized Beyonce. Sushi become Beyonce to me. You Max. Might not see it. You know what Science. I mean? She might be Kelly Rowland, the motherfucking you, but to me, that's a lead singer right there. But, because of treatment and the way she make me feel. Yep. You understand? Yep. So at the end of the day, I'm not looking at nobody
but
physical
you're speeding,
features.
Grasshopper.
No.
You are.
Time out now. See, physical features mean you ain't ready. You still have preference. You
that's
talking about you want a four-door car. Baby.
Science.
You don't know if that's your car. You don't know if that's your car.
Once
you
again,
might have to get a pickup F-150 two door with a little extra bumper shit for when the shit
So once again, you said all of that and you're speeding because we're not talking about that. We're talking about preference. When you first meet somebody, you got to get to the love part. Something has to attract you. There has to be something there
sometimes
that grabs your attention.
You gotta let conversation,
but we're talking about,
and that's invisible.
And conversation is invisible, but there is something that attracted you to that person or something that attracted that person to you that wanted to engage
and
that
what
conversation.
I'm saying is eliminate
somebody
that.
Said, look.
Eliminate that. Eliminate
you
that.
You can't eliminate that when you meet somebody. You have to meet somebody. When
you
meet somebody,
you can't eliminate what you're attracted
listen,
to.
You
can't.
Never
you
know.
Can't. Attraction. No, you
people
can't.
Are people. You never
but
know.
You
like
can't eliminate that.
Life, but you can't eliminate. I'm not going
to
like somebody
you.
I can't look in their face and be with every day.
Yeah, but no.
To,
see,
I don't care
I'm
how
not,
good your conversation
I'm not even
is.
Thinking that far. What I'm saying is, in order to initiate a conversation, if someone want to converse with me, I'm not thinking, what do I like about them? All right, hey, listen, we could talk.
I see what you're
saying.
You could
be open.
I see
what
you're saying.
Be open. That's all I'm
saying.
Started off like that. If you started off like that, then you could figure out, one, if you even like the conversation. Two, if there's other things that you like.
Once again,
lead
you have
life
to
like
want
that.
To
you
converse
like said,
with them. You
black
have to want.
You.
It's something
physical,
that make you that makes you, you see, want to converse
my
with them.
My thing is this. You got to start taking advice from men that either went ring shopping or purchased the actual ring. Y'all can't. Y'all got to stop taking advice from people that just got something to say. I'm Black Success.
Listen, I just also need people to stop going into fucking self-defense mode when somebody mentions their preference and stop defending themselves and stop coming to the person, well, you should pick me because the person you're choosing doesn't have what the fuck I have. Nobody gives a fuck. No
exactly.
One cares. Let the people like what the fuck they like. Let them have what they have. Let them want what they want. Let them be happy,
I understand
son.
What Black was saying. I understand what Daniel's saying. Black's basically saying just be open for conversation. You never know where that could lead you. But
never know.
You
flip
are.
Side, you have to be attracted to the person. You got to have a preference.
It
you
has to be something
that.
There.
Like I said, somebody got the dopest conversation in the world, but a conversation, like off rip, and I'm looking at, without looking at a person, and never do nothing for my dick. So you got to be sexually turned. You got to be, something got to ignite that fire in you to want to take it to the next level. You know what I'm saying? They just be the coolest friend in the world. If the conversation is just dope.
But you know for me, I mean? Like, I'm sorry. Aura plays a part. I know it's not exactly physical, but I more go for somebody's aura. Their the way they are naturally, the vibe they give off, who they are. And I, in my head, I categorize it as physical, even though it's not necessarily something you can measure. But I go off that first. Unless I'm kind of a Black saying, it's not necessarily a preference, but... I'm a fan of aura.
Don't Black die you. Alone off of too much preference.
Hold on, let me...
If it's there, it's there.
Because you mentioned you had some preferences. You had preferences. You really didn't have no preferences.
Yeah.
Could you move on, like I was Black saying, past that? Can you look past that? Dude, we met dude. He had weak shoulders. Down,
yeah.
Droopy, but...
He was amazing, too. They. He was amazing.
They.
He was Track amazing.
Yeah, I see you coming.
Out of here. But yeah,
I'm
not...
You, like, which preference of yours like is non-negotiable, though?
Just being ambitious and having a good work ethic.
That's a
non-negotiable.
Something that's non-negotiable. Nothing that I said. Bad breath is non-negotiable.
Bad. You can just brush your teeth.
Some
people can't
fix teeth
like
that. Some people got that shizzle.
You know the difference between somebody who hasn't eaten and somebody whose breath just smells like shit.
Like, I always would prefer like a female not to smoke, but if like she smokes cigarettes, I don't think I can't fuck with that.
Or if she spit on the floor. You know
that's
when
like
spit
a-
outside? Oh my God.
Yeah,
want some
on.
Dude shit?
Through the teeth?
What? Oh, if they do that, it's definitely over. No, it's over. Yo, I'm calling the cops. I gotta call the cops. And you know, females with big feet scare me. It's just like, you know,
oh yeah, that's one thing too. You
big
can't
feet
have
chicks?
Feet smaller than mine. Or you can't be in the same. You can't be in the same bracket. That's an automatic no. You cannot wear a size 7.
You can't wear your sneakers.
And no, I'm sorry.
He's not
I don't
a man.
Care. I don't care. That's just something. No, we can't. Like I told you before, you can't have one air bubble on your Air Max. Like, you have to have multiple air bubbles. It can't. Like, no. You can't wear size 7 and lower. I'm sorry.
Chicks with big feet be really wanting tall dudes to, like, not look weird. We understand what's going on. Like, you know what I mean? We really understand. But chicks with big feet is, like, that's some scary shit. Like, you know what I mean? The big feet. Then you put your shit on the couch and shit. I don't
know. Y'all want you to realize, like, I don't have a lot of preferences because I really don't.
I know. We seen how Nico look.
Wow. Fuck out of here. My man got a good set of shoulders, and he's nice to look at, and he's hardworking, and he's ambitious, and he's just like a
fucking
queen of mercy.
That's right. Stand up for your man.
Fuck out of here.
That's right. Blah. Stand up for your man.
Light skin motherfucker.
See, here you go. This race shit again. There you go. There you go.
Had to put that plug in.
All right, y'all. We had our call-up question. The call-up number is 516-900-2278. All right, basically, unless you've been living under a rock, y'all had to see y'all girl, Monique, or whatever. She went, put a video out for everybody to boycott Netflix or whatever because she felt they underpaid her, or under-offered her, basically. They offered her, like, $200K, and she's naming, like, Chappelle and Chris Rock, how they got, like, 15, 20, 20 million, and Amy Schumer caught, like, 11, and then she said she got 200 because she's a black woman. Do you feel that she has a valid argument, or she's reaching with this claim? She also said she's the most
decorated
comedian
alive
right now.
Monique is smoking crack, and I want to know who she's getting it from, because my thing is, like, our people, we got to stop misusing the black card, because it start to lose value when we keep telling people, oh, we got to protest, we got to stand up, we got to do this. We can't misuse it. See, Monique did poor business. As a businesswoman, she been in the game for 20 years plus. She did poor business. If somebody offered me, hey, Black, I want you to host my birthday party, I'm only going to give you $500, I'm going to tell them no. Mm-hmm. My answer is no, and I'm not going public. I'm going private. Now I'm going to do my next event, show them that I make thousands, and my influence in bringing out hundreds of motherfuckers, and then say, hey, listen, if you want to do future business, this is why I got to charge you X, Y, and Z. These are the outcomes. What she should have did, which I think would have been a great look for black women, for black people, and for her as a business, she should have took her talents elsewhere. She should have went to YouTube, should have went to Showtime, should have went to HBO. She should have raked in numbers. Right. She should have raked in numbers, killed it, had everyone else fucking talking about it, had her shit trending, and then went back to Netflix like, all right, bitch, so now that I just killed this one, now what's your fucking offer? This is what I could do. You gotta show numbers. And now that she's telling everybody cancel their fucking Netflix and no one is doing it, it just shows that she don't got the kind of reach that, you know, she was telling them that she did have. So I just think she did bad business all across the board, if you ask me.
Even though she says, like, I'm not throwing shade at Amy and all that, I think she is kind of throwing shade. Like, whenever you mention somebody,
she should have never brought up nobody's name.
Yeah, you bringing other people's name up. Yeah, you name dropping other people and what they made and their accolades and stuff to try to prove that you deserve more. That's like fake dross snitching.
Yeah, yeah. And Amy Schumer shit was all right, to be honest.
You got to worry about yourself and, like, plug your, like, you honestly,
if she was able
she
to negotiate 13
long, so. Mm-hmm.
Bro, she ain't been active. Her last stand up was in 2006.
Exactly. So you can't expect to
you
come
took
back
12
get,
years off.
I'm saying, I heard people made an argument, well, Chappelle wasn't buzzing and stuff like that.
Chappelle
left
though
at the top of the peak of his career. Like, he left that show at the peak of his career. So people was thirsty. He could have came out and dropped the plastic bag. People would have paid for him just to come back to see what he got. Fine. Because he left on such a high note.
And that's still Monique apples and oranges. Monique had no reason not to be active. She went to go lose the weight and sat down and was just married, chilling. And now all of a sudden, you think they're going to give you $20 million? For what? Mm-hmm. Monique is not that. And I'm not going to hold you. She's not that funny. Tiffany Radish is even more funny. You know what I mean? And she's buzzing. She got the bigger name right now. She got the bigger name. You understand? And she's more active. People know her right now. So
I think sometimes it's the fact that because they've been in this business so long, it's like people having seniority, where they feel like people owe them something. Like, facts. What? I've been doing this for years. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I should be able to get this if I want it. I should be able to do this if I want to do this. And then they don't realize sometimes that they get stuck in the time that they were in, and things change, and you have to adjust, and they don't know how to. So they don't understand how this person is buzzing because they're with the times right now, and this is what's going on. So now they're getting the more of the money because they're bringing more people in. You got the old, you know what I mean? You got your old fan base. You got people who are looking at you, but at the same time, you're not buzzing the way you used to, and you're not adjusting with what we're doing right
and
now.
And you missed the whole the whole evolution of social media. You missed the whole evolution of how things work on how marketing is. There's no more what's in it. Now it's just about your social media following. Mm-hmm. People don't even have websites. Check your Instagram. You know what I mean? Like, check the Instagram. It's where they're sending you to. So at the end of the day, she missed the whole evolution. You got to catch up on 12 years.
That's 12 years.
What the fuck?
And it's like, for as a career decision, a lot of people make this mistake. They get out the game and come back in and want to come back in at the top. That's not how you do it. Like, I think it will work. Like Black said, either she went somewhere else or take the fucking deal. Yeah, you've been lowballed. You don't have to make it public. Take the deal and kill the fucking show. So now they want to put more money into you. Get back your heat. You get back your steam. You and somebody is
or negotiate
up.
It and get some incentives. Hey, listen. Yeah. All right. You know what? This kind of low. I'm going to take this. But hey, if X, Y, and Z happen, then I'm going to need that. You know what I mean? That's the way bar deals work. You know what I mean? We got to call her. Bring them in. Brown, holy water. Who this?
Keisha.
Hey, Keisha.
Hello,
Keisha. What's up? How you feel about this Monique situation and Netflix? Are you boycotting? Did you take your $10 back?
Definitely not boycotting. I'm using all my Netflix. But Monique, I had an argument on Instagram with someone about this Friday. Monique forgot that she was on stage about 2 years ago telling Oprah and Tyler Perry to suck her dick.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
She wasn't all black then, so now why you want us to protest you when you was going after black people that was trying to help there? You understand? Like,
oh, this is Keisha Passe.
Yes, Keisha Passe. Yes.
Celebrate her birthday March 9th, Club Tide. You know,
<building. I can't. laughs> So she needs to, like, she only comes out in the forefront when something happens to her. She doesn't
That's
support.
That's how most people do anyway.
That's a fact.
Call for the outcry. She doesn't support anything black, any woman, unless they're over the size of 14 or 16. She doesn't support anybody.
Facts.
So she only comes out when she feels attacked. So nobody's supporting her. She should have took the money or went somewhere else and did another special. But she can't even go anywhere else because nobody even coming to her. Nobody even coming to her asking
it's
her,
risky
like, oh,
business now.
Here,
you made everybody and tennis turn up. It's risky business. Nobody want to do business
every time something
now.
Happens, you want to complain about it publicly.
Right. Because now everyone else is thinking lawsuit now.
Facts.
Oh, shit. This right, motherfucker.
You're a liability. You become a liability.
All right, girl. We're going to see you March 9th. Club Taj.
March 9th.
No problem.
Thank
Later.
You for calling. Later.
Okay.
I also think she like... Hold on, before I go.
Call up, y'all.
You was talking before the call came. You finished?
Yeah, I just already lost my train of thought. I'm sorry.
I think also, I think she tried to make like that reach where she tried to say like, oh, because you know, I'm an African American woman and they always underpay. Even though that is true. That's true. You don't try to make that comparison just why they gave you this amount of money. They gave you that money because you're not buzzing, not because you're black, African-American. Like you said, because if Tiffany has one to drop a joint right now, they give her some M's. You know what I mean?
What people got to understand is that when it come to marketing dollars and when it come to payments,
marketing
things,
203?
Things, no,
marketing
but,
245.
But seriously, like this is why you have people like Steve here. Steve is the guy that's behind the actual scenes that is going to compare all the analytics. That's going to compare how many people is mentioning your actual name, how many people is even questioning about you, how many people visit your page on a day-to-day basis. So it is It's not like they just woke up and said, all right, let's offer her $500,000. No, they did research on her and then compared it to what they thought they were going to get back from it. They mm-hmm. like, you know, we ain't going to make no real bread pushing no Monique special. Let's offer her $500,000 because of this, that, and third. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, she can't make it seem like they just offered her that for no reason. They did their research, mm-hmm. and that's why they offered you that, and they did their research on Dave. That's why they offered him that. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Dead ass, you know what I mean?
Brown Holy Water.
Brown Holy Water, who's this?
Stop it, it's Rockmon.
Hey!
Rockmon, what is?
King, what up?
What's going on?
How you feel about this Monique situation, man? You got your Netflix still?
First of all, I thought Monique was dead, to be honest with you. Wow! Didn't even know she was still alive. Like, could you remember what was the name of her show? The Monique Show with
Parkers.
Jay, Professor
the Parkers. Yeah, the Parkers.
Who remembers that?
She had another Monique show.
That was a long time ago, bro.
She was trash then. She's trash now.
Son, what the?
And that's her prime.
TVs and Netflix on every TV right now. I'm boycotting Monique.
That's a fact.
Niggas not
boycotting. Netflix got their own channel. That's
I get up there and sing, dance, and do backflips.
Yo, Stu.
I'm telling you. How you gonna leave? I'm serious. I thought she was dead. I thought she was dead in rehab someplace.
But Rockmon, do you know what's crazy is that no other black female comedian is standing with her, which is also a red flag.
Facts.
Nobody stepped up.
Facts.
Nobody.
Because you
messing with my money. Especially in the time we were all pro black as shit. We jumped the fuck up for everything.
You can't
somebody
say
something
Netflix don't support black because they give everybody the bag. It seems like everybody go through Netflix to get something. Like a
Shonda Rhimes got 100 mil, bro.
Yeah, show, series.
I think I got more Instagram followers than Monique.
That's what I'm saying.
Yo, Robin,
yo, it's the whole social.
Yo,
media.
Yo, Robin, get off the phone, man. Yo, thanks for calling, bro.
Bye. Yeah, like piggybacking off of Black, well, Black said, like, we really do pull the race card and the sex card on almost every fucking thing. It's like, stop that shit, son. Stop that shit. You're black. No, motherfucker, you're irrelevant.
I've never used the race card.
You're irrelevant.
I've never used the race card ever.
Because my thing is, what if they would have offered her 30 million? Would there have been a video saying, hey, I feel like I was overpaid. Let me donate to some of y'all. Like, hashtag who the fuck needs some money?
You know it's not happening.
It wasn't going down like that, right?
You know
that's
it's
what
not
I'm
happening.
Saying. So you can't come to us talking about you need more money. First of all, I'm taking $500,000. I'm taking $500,000. Did your mama eat an ass story last week? That shit was top of the fucking line, bro. All I need is 59 more minutes after that, and I'm fucking lit. That's an hour special, my G.
Can't hate on how somebody makes their money.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Yeah. But I'm not here to help you make more millions. That's not mm-hmm. what I'm doing. That's just not what Jerry doing.
Right? I bet you in a couple of months she gonna have a special on Netflix. She gonna come back and talk about they renegotiate. She took that $200,000.
But it
just
also
shut the fuck up.
It's also weird to me that you're telling people pay you a certain amount of money, but you have no product to show. Like, here, these are my receipts. This is what I've been doing. This is what I've did for the past 10 years. These are my numbers. Pay me what the fuck I'm worth. Bitch, you got nothing and mad.
But that's because she's relying on her seniority.
Off her resume.
And off of what she has done. Like, it doesn't matter what I'm doing now. Right. Only thing that matters is what I did.
Off her resume, she is worth, I say, a minimum of $2-3 million. Off her resume. And mm-hmm. they did offer her $3 million.
Mm-hmm.
But they asked her to audition. And she said no, as if she was too good to audition. Because they wanted to see what the quality of the jokes was going to be.
Could have probably jumped her fucking number up.
Right. But she said no. And then they came back with the number $500,000. Because like I said, there's always a guy in the back who's doing all the analytics mm-hmm. and seeing how many times your name's
Monique.
Been used. Yeah, nobody's even talking.
She's done anything since 2000.
You can punch somebody's name in and see who the fuck is talking about you.
And my mm-hmm. thing is, you can't be afraid not even afraid. You can't be above doing the work.
Earning it.
Yes.
You can't be above earning the money.
And getting your, and getting your hands dirty.
Where the fuck is your work ethic, son?
Exactly.
You literally got to put the work in.
But wait, she also has a right to feel like that's a low ball and it's a slap.
She does.
Like I said,
and
instead of complaining about it, you
and
go
it,
do something.
And it
about
is.
It,
but if you haven't
don't
worked.
Don't ask for a boycott. You got
to if you're a boxer and you haven't boxed for 10 years, the first thing they're going to do is say, hey, you need a warm-up fight. We can't just put you in the ring with Floyd.
Facts.
You need a warm-up fight.
Facts.
So that was her warm-up number. We don't know if you're still hot, bitch.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Warm-up. So she is supposed to warm the fuck up, negotiate that. My nigga, that's still half a fucking $1 million, dog. What the fuck are you talking about? That's half a million. We not gonna talk just because the other one's got 13 and 20. Cool, but that's still half a million. That's real money. That's life changing money. Mm-hmm. That's life changing money, nigga. You give me that. You not gonna see me again.
And that goes.
That's it. I'm changing my number and everything.
That goes back to also people just not knowing how to recognize an opportunity when it's in front of them. They're more focused, so focused on the check itself and not seeing the opportunity. Like you coming into a market where there's so many younger, hotter, more popular comedians who got movies, who got more than one movies going on, who got their following, who got so much things ahead of you, and you're like, well, I'm worth more than them just because. I mean, yeah, we respect Monique. She's been in the game XYZ time, but you have no receipts literally right now.
We like cannot still be talking about queens of comedy.
Some people don't understand that. They just live in they live in their truth. So in her mind, she probably don't understand that because she's done so much and it's like, I've done all of this and y'all gonna make me try, like y'all gonna make me audition. Y'all already know. Y'all see my resume already. Like you already know I could do it.
We know queens
but
of comedy.
She's not understanding that it's like, okay, but it's different now. You know what I mean? Let's see if you can nail it the way we need it.
Motherfucker. But remember what happened
times
with
her? Times have changed, but she's not as...
I don't think...
I can't even say, like...
I don't think how she
like,
feels is wrong. I just think how she did.
Eddie Murphy like, wanted to drop a stand-up special. They're not going to come at him with no 20... Like, 200,000.
Definitely.
Maybe, I'm not going to say just because he's a
Martin
man.
Martin has a marathon.
He's more decorated. Like, he's definitely... Like,
on MTV, too. Sorry, like a marathon.
Murphy,
every day.
Like, yeah, every day. He's still relevant. People, like, young kids now still know what Martin is, whatever. So he's still relevant. But Eddie Murphy, I don't know. He's not as relevant, but they were still paying.
But he's stronger than Monique is.
He's bigger everything.
That's what I'm saying.
People
Precious
still love
cool.
coming to
Precious,
America, my
Precious
nigga.
Precious was cool, but that was only one. You understand? Like she got a. You know, we can't be afraid to understand no or understand. Hey, no, you gotta work. You gotta be okay to work. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm worth $1 million, but if somebody say, hey, we're gonna put you on Revolt, we got 100,000. You know what? Let me go get that 100,000. And work my way up to a fucking million.
Yep.
That don't mean I'm not worth a fucking million. That just means I understand that the opportunity is there, and I could go earn it. You gotta put the work.
And my
in,
thing
man.
Is, you might feel like you're worth a million, cool
up,
but
yo,
like you said,
one more
that
call.
Opportunity is there, and that opportunity might be your open door to get to that million.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a fact.
Or
it
more.
Might not be your time to get that million.
She
right could have
negotiated three specials, took the 500,000 mm-hmm. for one special, and then say, hey, we're not gonna do the numbers for the last mm-hmm. two. I'm gonna show you what I could mm-hmm. do. She could have worked that in many different ways, mm-hmm. and I mean, that was just bad business. And I think her calling up all the radio stations and all these online stations is just hurting it even
and
more.
I mean, it was an ego thing, man. You know,
like
it's an
the
ego
fact
thing.
That she keeps name dropping. That is like fake drop.
They bruised the fucking ego, son.
And she keep coming with numbers. And this movie did 10 million, and this.
But
and that,
but
like...
but you know, do you know what else she did secretly? She made herself hot because now you're mentioning everyone else's numbers and then what they offered you. Now you're going back to go watch. Let me go watch Monique shit, see if she really worth 13 million. And I didn't laugh. I watched her little special. She got a special on fucking Netflix and I didn't laugh, bro.
I'm gonna watch it.
It's not That's funny. Call me when you're done. I didn't laugh, homie.
Gab. Brown Holy Water, who's this?
This is Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Hey, Tracy.
Hi.
What's Tracy Perkins?
How you feel about this?
It's my cousin.
How you feel about this Monique
how
situation?
You know, Danielle?
I hear your voice.
Turn your computer down, your phone or whatever.
Oh, the other one? Hold on.
Oh, the other one.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on. Not like that. I agree with you guys, 100%.
That's what's up. You basically agree with me. You
Tracy's
me to
smart.
Tell me that.
You like Tracy. You basically agree with...
That's
you know what? I'm going to just blink my eyes. I'm going to just blink my
eyes. Do you think she should have took the money and called it a day? Or
I think I definitely feel like she should have took the money. What is she doing?
Yep.
So,
clearly she
that's
thinks
it.
She's
I don't
worth
feel like
more
she's doing anything.
Money.
Okay.
I wonder, what's her network?
Who?
What's her network?
All right, thank you for calling, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy.
You're welcome.
Thank
Bye,
you, Tracy.
Y'all.
Bye. See you March 9th.
You looking up a network?
Yo, yeah. Just put the fucking groundwork in, son. There's no way around getting paid without putting work in. A no level. Y'all motherfuckers want to get the high paycheck, but you don't want to put the work in. You want to get $100,000 salary and come to work and watch Netflix all day. Yeah. You gotta put the groundwork in. So that's why I respect somebody with a good work ethic.
And they're gonna come.
Her net worth is $13 million. It says estimated.
Estimated. That means
for 2018
accumulation of everything. That's not a lot. That's
not a lot. It's not a lot. It's not a lot. Not 2018. Not for what? Not for the weight.
For all them. Yeah, that's
not
that's
for the
bad.
Weight you're supposed to pull. No pun intended.
That's bad.
That's good.
That's bad, man. 13 million.
Listen, it might be great for her. She might be comfortable with her 13 million. It might be bad for you and great for her.
Well, then why you complaining about 500,000 then? You're trying to get 13 million for one night now. You're worth 13 million, and now you want to get 13 for one night. So obviously, somebody about to get on their oodles and noodles and shit. The fuck out of here. That shit ain't great for her. I ain't never see that no fucking Peter Luger, nigga.
But you know what?
Fuck out of here.
Really?
Sipping y'all.
But last but not least.
Last thoughts on this topic before we wrap it up, y'all.
Last but not least, the thing that works against her is as talented as she is, or she may think she is, she's hard to fucking work with. Everybody says that about her. Every single person who has worked with her says she's hard to work with. And that is a lot of our killers also. We could have amazing talent, all the ideas in the world. But if you're hard to work with, nobody can't give you stuff.
She thinks she's God gift.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of women go wrong. Y'all hard to date. Because y'all think y'all God gift.
Why you think that? You think that you're God's gift?
No, but sushi do. Yeah, baby, I'm coming home.
Baby,
fuck you talking about? I killed you with that. Yeah, I didn't say that.
No, because you gave me you I and your little. You. I don't know. You and your little flamboyant up and downs. I don't know.
Flamboyant. Yeah, this little funny one right here, little single thing.
Hey, yo, we at the end of our show, y'all. Start throwing your shout outs out. Go ahead, Tanya. Start it off.
Big shout out to everybody who's been supporting us. Shout out to all the fans, all of the Brown Holy Water podcast group members. Gotta love hate for y'all energy, but I'm still for the energy. Shout out to everybody who's been supporting BGT by Girl Tank. Thank you for all the birthday wishes. I wish I could get back to every message, DM, tweet, whatever y'all sent me. I saw almost all of it, and I appreciate it, even if I didn't respond directly to it. Big shout out to my cookie, to Nico, you know, his business is up and running. Something big coming this week. I hope we really want to roll it out this week. Bye, Girl Tanya is still up and running. It's tax season. The open date's tomorrow. No motherfuckers got y'all W-2s. Fuck that government shutdown. Y'all gonna submit y'all shit. I know y'all want y'all wigs. ByGirlTanya@gmail.com. Send me those emails so we could have a conversation. DM me, but I prefer the emails. Thank you for all the support you guys have been showing the podcast. Shout out to the team. Shout out for work you've been doing. Shout out to Yave Tequilas.
Done, the music
I'm in
to
the
come
business.
On.
Shut the fuck up. I'm just giving love right on. Now. I'm giving love right now. Don't fight me, sis. Don't fight me. But yeah, shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to the support system. Daniel.
Shout out to me.
The fuck?
Because I'm the shit.
Oh, Black.
Shit. Shout out. Thank you. Just want to shout out everybody who's tuned in. Shout out to Black because... Even though, contrary to everybody's belief, Black continuously calling me single keeps my DMs lit. So shout out to you. Thank you very much. Shout out to my team. Shout out to my homeboy Ansel because he created this dope jacket that I got on. Happy birthday, Maurice. We see you out there.
Big up.
Another happy birthday to Tanya because her birthday was Friday.
Tanya!
Lai's birthday is coming up.
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Lai's birthday is Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. Right. And y'all can
cash
follow
at me y'all.
Y'all can follow me.
Lai 15. Cash. All
at right, me. Gosh.
You gonna play the music on your ass? The fuck.
I'm trying to. Y'all can follow me on Instagram at your favorite tomboy. Y'all see me in the comments later. And thank you.
You done?
Yeah. Are you sure? Done?
You finished or you
are
done?
Are you serious? You had a whole monologue just
you finished
now.
Or you done?
Fuck you.
Handsome 15 Instagram, Live Brown Facebook. Big shout out to my son. My firstborn, he turned 9 years old today. Happy birthday,
Kiki. Happy birthday.
Daddy, love you.
Kiki.
I wish you could watch the show where we curse too fucking much, but I might let you watch the ending just to know you got your shout out, all right? Other than that, my birthday Wednesday, like I said, man. I don't want to be like these little Instagram thoughts. Cash at me. $1.
Wow. $1 for followers, and I'm going to take that shit.
$1 you know, Live 15, you know, send that money over. I could use it, a little birthday money. Help me get a bottle of this Yave, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the sponsor, and
that's it, man. Be great. And we won't see y'all next week. Actually, you know what I'm saying? We taking off for that Super Bowl, man. Let's go enjoy yourself. We be back the week after, all right? Black, let's go.
Oh, my God. He had to get
in. Yeah. It's your boy, Black Success. Y'all already know what it is. We on our way out. But I'm going to tell you this. We're going to close out on preference one more time. You can't be mad at somebody for liking what they like or wanting what they want. You know what I mean? Whatever baggage you come with, it don't matter. Don't personalize a Facebook status or Instagram post. You're too old for that. Go by the name of I Am Black Success. Y'all already know what it is. My birthday bash, powered by Yave Tequila, March 9th, Club Taj, hosted by Yandy Smith. I will be there looking as good as I want to look. My man Boris, you can play the video take right now. Out. We got the new video. Y'all
been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. No, we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Hurry the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it.